Budget cuts are affecting every aspect of state government, including state prisons. Earlier this year, the state legislature ordered the Department of Corrections to reduce their $83.9 million food service budget by more than $9 million. In order to do that, the legislature wanted the vendors employed by the state, Aramark and Trinity Food Services, to cut back on calories served and to reduce their staff. But that didn't work out, and now the state will soon be using another vendor and will begin taking over meal preparation in some prisons beginning now. Greta Plessinger is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Corrections. She says the menu changes agreed to by the vendors simply weren't going to make sense of the safety and security of all involved with the state's prisons.
We worked with them, and we were able to come to some agreements as far as menu changes. But when you start talking about menu changes, you also have to look at prison security. Food is very important to inmates. And so as a department, we need to be comfortable with what changes we make, knowing that they are not going to impact security. And so we were able to work a little bit with them, but they terminated their contracts and we went out to bid. We did two separate bids, one for full service where they come in, bring the food, prepare the food, serve the food, and the other for prime vendor where they drop off the food, we prepare it and serve it. And in the end, we went with the prime vendor, U.S. Food Service, because we feel like fiscally it's going to be a better deal for taxpayers. We believe it's going to be less than full service, even when you add in our staffing and costs for cleaning supplies and things like that. But what we're really excited about is the potential for future savings when we start really looking at ways to cut our food service or to cut our costs. Florida will see 100% reductions if we make a change, whereas if you're working with a vendor, we only saw a portion of that.
Now, Gretel, you mentioned the issue with cutting calories and how that is a major issue because the inmates, one of the few things they have to look forward to is eating basically a couple times a day. And if you reduce those calories, as you mentioned, it's a security concern. So with what you're going to be able to do now in terms of getting the food brought to you and Department of Corrections themselves preparing the food, will there be any reduction in calories?
We're not there yet. I don't know. We'll be looking at, as we go down the road here, we will start looking at some menu changes because the bottom line is we need to cut costs in our area of food service, and we intend to do that. But we're also going to be very cautious. We're going to do it in a way that we know is not going to impact security of our institutions. It also allows us, with a prime vendor, to be more flexible. If we make a change and find out that it's not working out, we can go back and order the product and get it back in very quickly. Whereas with you're working with a company, you have to look at changing the entire contract.
Published report said that potential plans are including having inmates grow more of their own food and train them as cooks. If that's true, will you be maybe using producing community gardens in that respect?
We're working with PRIDE, Prison Rehabilitative Services, to kind of look at ways they can help us, maybe expand our edible crops program. Inmates already do grow some fresh vegetables each year, and they're harvested and then consumed by our inmates. But we want to work with PRIDE to expand that program so we can get more inmates working in that program. PRIDE also has a program, a culinary arts program. It's only in two institutions. We'd like to expand that as well, and then inmates can get some certificates in the hospitality industry, which will help them. Most of our inmates leave our prison, so it will help them when they re-enter society. The bottom line is it's really a good deal for Florida taxpayers first. We do think this is going to lower our food costs, and then it's also a good deal for inmates because I think it's going to give them some re-entry opportunities that they currently don't have.